Chapter 6. Carcinogeneticist, CG, began pestering Turntech Godhead, TG. CG. Dave. CG. It's been almost 6 hours since you said you'd BRB. CG. I guess what you actually meant was BBAAELT. CG. Or, be back after an excruciatingly long time. CG. Dave? CG. I know you've read it all by now. CG. Just land the killing blow already and put me out of my misery. TG. What? TG. No. TG. Calm down, dude. TG. It's good. CG. Really? You actually think it's good? TG. Yeah. CG. You're acting weird. I just sent you thousands of words of mortifyingly explicit sexual content, and all you have to say is, it's good. CG. Are you okay? CG. Fuck. CG. Did I gross you out? CG. God fucking damn it, I knew I put too much detail in. CG. Shit. I bet you've been spewing starch tuba chips and soda all over your spite block like a one-man disgust tornado. TG. Carcat. TG. Stop panicking, man. TG. The writing is great, okay? Not gross or anything. TG. Just kinda really different to human sexy times. TG. Based on my zero experience of the whole shebang, obviously. TG. Not bad different. TG. Just different. CG. Oh. Okay. CG. How is it different? TG. The spirit of the banging between and Poe was fairly similar to human style. TG. Ignoring the buckets and tentacles and nooks all over the place. TG. But like... TG. Was Arantz meant to be into it, or what? TG. He seemed like maybe he wasn't so much. TG. Or it was disappointing, or whatever. CG. I took some of what you said about him being a slave into account, since you ask. CG. How he's attracted to Poyuz, but maybe not for the right reasons, and that doesn't lead to the best overall experience, I guess. CG. He doesn't live up to his expectations, but that'll provide a nice contrast for the next few chapters. CG. In hindsight, it probably wasn't the best scene for you to read as an introduction to Flushed Paling. I can't believe I'm typing this and still going to send it. But there you go. CG. My shame bladder must finally be empty. I hope you're happy. TG. Okay, well. TG. The whole unfulfilling, semi-questionable consent stuff? TG. It made me kinda worried. TG. TG. About you. CG. What? Why? TG. Look. TG. This is hard, okay? TG. Striders don't come with a manual for serious shit. CG. Dave? TG. You and the murder clown. TG. You used to disappear for hours to hang out with him, and like... TG. The combo of defenseless low blood and scary-ass high blood? TG. Red and purple, even. TG. It's just... CG. Whoa, whoa. CG. Stop right there. CG. Gamzee never did anything to me except ignore the fuck out of me so he could commune with his imaginary gods. CG. He certainly didn't hurt me physically or try anything like that. CG. He'd have been chainsawed into microscopic chunks by now if he had. CG. Kanaya would have known instantly. And I don't think even Gamzee could survive against an enraged rainbow drinker. TG. Thank fuck. TG. Dude, I hope you can hear my sigh of relief whistling through the vents as if Egbert appeared and did the stupid windy thing. CG. Also, fuck you. I am not defenseless. TG. Sorry. TG. I know that. TG. But didn't he kill two of your strongest guys without breaking a sweat? CG. Yes. CG. Yes, he did. TG. Anyway, TG. Fucking phew. CG. Shit, Dave. CG. You were really worried about me? TG. Of course, dick nuts. TG. Why wouldn't I be? CG. That's, CG. Thanks. TG. People fucking care about you, you know? TG. I don't know why you have this complex where you think you're like a disposable member of the team that nobody gives a shit about. TG. I'm the one wearing the red shirt, Carcat. CG. Dave, let's be honest here. CG. If Gamzee or Eridan or whoever else was rampaging murderously on the day my reality splintered into tiny shards of white-hot agony, had accidentally offed me on the way to taking out someone who actually mattered. CG. The timeline wouldn't have fucking changed one iota. CG. What exactly am I supposed to do in the final boss fuckfest, Dave? CG. Yell them into submission? TG. Dude. TG. Just stop. TG. Stop with the idea that you only matter battle-wise, and stop discounting who you are, Carcat. TG. You want me to be honest? TG. Fine. TG. Rose and I basically prepared ourselves to die just before we met you guys. TG. Permadeath. TG. Game over. TG. No more extra lives. TG. We weren't expecting the god-tier continue timer to appear and pull our asses out of the literal giant green ball of fire. TG. Insert coin for immortality. TG. Do you think I would still be... TG. Sane? TG. Or, you know, TG. Even slightly glad that I didn't die? TG. If you weren't here? TG. You fucking matter to me. CG. I guess I never really thought about it like that. TG. Well, it's the truth. TG. Do whatever you want with it. CG. Thanks, Dave. CG. That means a lot. CG. You matter to me too. I hope you know that. CG. And I am glad that I didn't get up close and personal with the business end of a juggling club or a lame-ass science wand. CG. Just so you know. TG. Don't mention it. TG. Seriously don't, because I bet Rose's spooky psychologist senses are tingling right now. TG. Like, holy smokes, Odie pal. TG. Dave's being emotionally available for once. TG. Let's slide down the thinly veiled boner analogy poles into the cave that represents the desire to return to the womb. TG. Jump in the penis envy mobile and roll out. TG. Sometimes being honest about your feelings is just a cigar, Rose. CG. Dave, I have no idea what you're talking about. CG. As per usual. CG. But thanks for being honest. TG. No problem. TG. You let me read your own personal fantasy bulge-choking fodder. TG. That's a sacred bond of brohood that can never be broken. CG. It actually kind of is. CG. Sharing that stuff with you wasn't nearly as cringeworthy as I thought it would be. TG. Nah, man. TG. We're bound together forever. TG. United by the forces of writhing fictional bulges. TG. Because? TG. Carcat? CG. What? TG. I have so much ammunition for messing with you now. CG. Oh, for fuck's sake. TG. Kidding, man. TG. Also? TG. I'm gonna need you to explain to Rose why I can't clean the common area anymore. TG. Because I don't think I can look at a bucket again without popping the universe's most inappropriate boner. TG. In other words? TG. Mission accomplished, Vantus. TG. You broke my dick. CG. Wow. CG. How will you perform any of your basic functions with your ThinkSponge out of commission, Dave? CG. I'm surprised you're coordinated enough to type right now. TG. What do you think I'm typing with? CG. You need help. Professional help. Carcinogeneticist, CG. Ceased pestering, turn tech godhead. TG.